Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age?
All right, welcome on back to another edition of the Baltimore Beatdown podcast. Excuse me, let me check something here. Yep, we are all good audio-wise. It is Jake here coming to you guys solo in the studio on Clinchmas, baby. Merry Clinchmas, Baltimore Ravens in 2022, officially a playoff team yet again. This is getting away from me here. This is a really good one. Yeah, so I just got some Bell's IPA all over my little mass outfit that I got on here, so that's awesome. Yeah, really didn't handle that too well, but that's okay, because ain't the beer cold, as Chuck Thompson would say. The Ravens are officially back in the dance. Looks like they're going to be anyway. The Bengals go ahead and punch a ball out of Ramondre Stevenson's hand there at the end for the from the Patriots, and they pounce on it, which means that the Patriots are officially out of the wild card race. The Ravens are guaranteed that final spot. But as far as what went down in Baltimore today, it was just kind of a workmanlike win over the Atlanta Falcons. It was two different teams that weren't really that different to me. They played a similar style of game, run the ball, ball control, try to protect things a little bit, not get too over your skis as far as the passing game, try to win in special teams. And the Ravens were just more talented than the Falcons. I think everyone knew that. I think they had the horses in the back to go ahead and win that game running away. But, there were a few hiccups and a few things here and there. Some strange choices with play calling at the end, because of course there were, that kept the game a little bit closer than it needed to be. But ultimately you wind up with a score of 17-9. To me, never felt totally in doubt, really ever. Garnett, pipe down over there. He's talking about, remember my first IPA. Okay, it's not my first IPA. It just got a little, you know, shaken up on the way up here. But that's okay, because it's tasting great. And just like that victory did for the most part today, because like I said, it never really felt in doubt. The refs had a little bit of a tough game as far as the other side of things go. The Falcons got hosed on one or two calls. They had a couple other that I think Arthur Smith was maybe getting a little too excited about and a little too fired up on the sidelines there. So ultimately, just a game that, like I said, Ravens were in control pretty much the entire way, and they closed things out in control here. They are officially moving to, I believe, 10-5 now, and that is officially going to get them in, like I said. So not a whole lot to say on this one, other than a couple points here that, to me, and I tweeted this a little bit, it felt like the perfect Tyler Huntley game, right? It felt like the game where, as the Bengals punt that away to New England, they fumble it out of bounds. So New England going to take over with 41 seconds, no timeouts here. And I mean, if they go and win that thing, it won't knock the Ravens out of the playoffs, but it will delay things for yet another week. But it will also keep the Ravens division alive, or division hopes alive, a little bit more. But yeah, going back to my point there, it felt like the ideal Snoop Huntley game, and more than ideal, really, based upon the way that he's been playing the last couple weeks, where he looked settled in, he was setting his feet, he was seeing the field pretty well, and he made a couple throws, like, which he hadn't been able to do, and that was really the issue the last couple weeks. It was just like, it just felt super scattershot. It felt like, man, he just can't throw at all. We've got to just run this thing, at least in the Steelers game when he was playing, and then in the Browns game, that really was just the nadir of it. But deep shot to Mark Andrews was one of the plays in the first half. Even before that, you had Sammy Watkins getting involved, his one catch of the day. It was a little bit of a scramble drill. He was going down the right perimeter of the field. Huntley hits him in stride, and he makes a nice play on his return to the Ravens. So great to see Sammy Watkins back in the house making plays. Sometimes you got to go back to actually move forward. So that was great. A pretty workmanlike win, like I said, not a whole lot. But jumping into some of the comments here before we continue, anything can happen. Resident Alien, Spencer, Bengals got bailed out, but it does give us the clinch. Like I said, hang on here, 24 seconds with the clock stopped. Patriots on 2nd-10. So, yeah, like I said, that's pretty much likely. Garnett, ever the positive guy, I'm ready for us to have a first round exit, smiling JK. Yeah, we'll see about that, man. I mean, like, it's going to depend, I think, on where they wind up going. Titans are really kind of bottling this thing, and they would have been probably the matchup for the Ravens if they were going to be the wild card and in the spot that they're going to be in. But they're losing, I think, right now to the Texans. That game kind of just kicked off, so we'll see what happens with it. And then I think a couple other options. I guess the Jaguars might be it if they step up and take that spot from them, which it's looking like they're going to. Which the Ravens went down to Jacksonville, and you know, they gagged one away to the Jaguars, and that was a tough game. But ultimately, like, yeah, that could be a first round exit. But with as much confidence as Doug Peterson and those guys are going to be playing with, I think we've seen what happens when a hot rookie quarterback gets into the playoffs and then has to play a team like that he's already beaten. We saw that happen here in Baltimore, and Lamar and those guys just weren't ready for that spot. So, you know, anything can happen. As my guy there earlier said, resident alien, yep, 4th and 8 Bengals punting. Bailey says, Dukes of Dundalk in the house. What's up? We love the dog here, and that is great. Glad you guys are turning up. Moscola, who controller? What's up, Jake? What's up, my man? Yeah, so a lot of different scenarios. I still think they're holding out on some of their offensive plays. Maybe. Like, it was interesting. They tested things a little bit more today than I were expecting them to, because the weather was just so bitter. That was kind of the other story of this game today. The weather, it's been as cold as it's been maybe since, like, my moving back here in 2006 that I can remember. Just absolutely insane single degree temperatures today. Wind was pretty bad. You had Justin Tucker miss a long field goal early in the game. And that was kind of another thing with the game management, where it's like, okay, they get into this long range, and maybe you just play field position, punted away. They were already up 3-0 by that point. John maybe got a little greedy. And ultimately, I think I'm fine with what he did there, because it's kind of like it's testing the waters a little bit, seeing if Justin's going to be able to make it in these conditions. He was not. I mean, it got blocked too, but I mean, in the wind, you definitely want to put a hood on that ball and get over it so that you can control it a little bit better. And that didn't totally work out, obviously. So yeah, it was just very ho-hum. But really, like I said, the ideal Tyler Huntley game script, and he has to execute. He has to hit some of those throws that he did, namely the Watkins one, where it was his improvisation and athletic ability that, you know, made him be able to do that, which was great. And then it was that throw to Andrews down the perimeter as Mac Jones loads up, goes deep, and that is going to be broken up. No flag on the play. So that is going to do it. Ravens officially in the playoffs. And that's great. And let me get a beer sip here to celebrate. Yeah, and that tastes very, very good. And to Garnett's point there, and I think to the point that a lot of people are going to make, that this is not a Super Bowl team, I'm with you guys. I'm not feeling super jazzed up that they're going to go and, you know, make some sort of massive run here, but it's always great to get in the playoffs. I measure that as the point of success for a season a lot of the time. Sometimes when you've been knocking on the door, it's okay to say, you know what, we want more than this. And a lot of fans certainly are that way. And I get it at this point. You know, you do want more sometimes. But for me, this feels like a team that this kind of was going to be their ceiling once Bateman went down. And we saw that sort of bear itself out. But by hook and by crook, they've managed to win a lot of these games. And I think to one of those other points, it's been against a lot of bad teams. Today was a bad team with a rookie quarterback and crappy weather. That's a game that you should win if you have this roster, if you have this defense that was playing very well. Thought Kyle Hamilton comported himself very well, but he did kind of get hurt. At one point, he collided with Roquan Smith, then he came off the field, then, you know, he went back out there. But as he kept coming off the field, he kept going to the medical tent and was, like, apparently favoring a shoulder per Jeff Zeribek, so that's another thing to watch. But yeah, the defense, they handled their business without Calais Campbell out there, without Marcus Peters out there. I thought Brandon Stevens did a nice job today for the most part. He actually got burned one-on-one early, and Ridder just completely missed the throw. But it was a nice blitz call there by McDonald to get him off balance. So, yeah, it was really, like, to me, the story of the game is the Ravens did exactly what they had to do to go out there and win a game and to make the playoffs. They just kept things simple. They, you know, didn't put themselves in harm's way. They didn't put themselves at risk too much. You did have a fumble from Huntley on a third down play that could have turned the game, but thankfully Ben Powers jumped on it. So ultimately, just a tale of two different teams, two different levels of class that you're talking about as far as quality on the field. And I don't even know if I'd say quality on the coaching staff. I think Arthur Smith, despite his blow-ups today, I think he's a pretty solid coach, and he could maybe get them going somewhere. But to me, that's not going to be with Desmond Ridder. He's certainly not the guy. So ultimately, that's going to do it. Ravens in the playoffs. And that, guys, is a good thing no matter what. No matter how we're feeling about this team, I think allow yourself to feel happy today, and then we'll worry about who they play in the playoffs when they get there. Because guess what? Two games left to go in this regular season. They clinched things pretty early. For a team that people are down on so much, the fact that they got that done is very nice and good to see. So they got that done. Future moving forward, you got a Pittsburgh Steelers team coming to town next week that you already dispatched of, that you already took care of business over. And I guess that leads us to the next immediate question. What is the future with Lamar Jackson? We had a Ian Rappaport report come out this morning. Ian Rappaport report. That is always a little bit of a tongue twister, but I fucking nailed that. But we had a report come out this morning that there is a plan in place, but it is contingent upon certain things. So I think part of it was that if they were to win today and the Ravens were to officially clinch, they could take their time a little bit. And there was some inconsistencies with like the way that the clinch scenarios could play out in that article. But looking at it conventional logic wise, like they clinched, they're in. There's no need to rush him back now, at least in my opinion. So, you know, it could be possible that we do not see Lamar Jackson until week 18 there against the Bengals in Cincinnati, which that game is still going to have meaning because I think the teams are still, I think they're still tied record-wise, or maybe the Bengals are one game ahead of them here. Let's look that up real quick. But Ravens still have a chance to win the division, even if they're a game back behind them, because you can go in there if you're one game back and then get that W and sweep them ultimately. Yeah, so Bengals 11-4 right now, Ravens sitting at 10-5. So they're one game back. And if the Ravens win out, they win their division. So yeah, it's going to depend on a couple different things. But now, guys, my prediction is that we are not going to see Lamar Jackson next week. I think they're going to go ahead and roll the dice with Huntley, see if they can get that win over the Steelers. If you don't win, you're in the playoffs anyway, and then you can just kind of even leave Jackson out until then again. If you do win, that's great. You can play Jackson in that Week 18 game against the Bengals and try to go out there and win that division. And yeah, just overall for me, nice job by Snoop Huntley here, man. He's coming and he's really done his job. He's taken his fair share of criticism. us clinching for the playoffs makes it feel like we have a bye for the rest of the season. It really does, man. That's such a weight lifted off the shoulders, honestly. How many times in the last several years have we been in these week 17, week 16 games where, you know, the Ravens are just fighting and fighting and they need scenarios to go their way and they're just not? Like, I remember a couple different Christmases in a row where I'm like streaming games on the way to mass and just like just rooting for shit to happen that just isn't happening for them. This time it takes place pretty early, so that feels good. But yeah, ultimately it sets them up very well for the coming few weeks. It sets Lamar Jackson's return up very well to not have to rush his way back on that knee. So yeah, all good things here. Resident alien Pro Bowl Huntley. Tyler Huntley named a fourth alternate in the Pro Bowl, which is absolutely sick. I love that for him. Not even sure really what that means. Like, I guess other guys cannot go and then he could get in technically, but it's like, it's not even a game this year. It's like Omaha Productions and the boys are putting it on and they're doing like skills contests and scrimmages and stuff like that. But that would be absolutely fucking hilarious if Huntley were to go to that. I was going to make the point there that he has done his job this year. He came in relief in that Broncos game, looked just awful. That was another bad weather game, but then he puts together a drive just like he kind of was known to do in his first year, or at least he did once against the Bears. And he puts together a drive and goes and wins that game. Steelers, he controls things a little bit in that first half. He sets up Anthony Brown to go in there and win that game. Last week, different story. It looked a little bit rough on the road there, but that's okay. And then he comes in here and it's okay because he does what he did today, easily his best game of the season. And I think we got exactly what we needed out of Tyler Huntley, and that's great. Very good for him. He's setting himself up to potentially have a long career as a quality backup in this league. So that's very nice. And ultimately, Ravens are looking very nice as well here. 10-5, it is officially clinchmas, and we can all drink to that. So let me go ahead and put that down. Drinking to the sweet, sweet playoff glory. So thank you guys for tuning in here. Just wanted to put something quick out. Spenny is, he was actually at the game today, so he's working his way back. Like I said, I got some stuff that I'm going to tonight, trying to be a good Catholic boy and catch the end of Mass. We'll see how that goes. Then I got a Christmas party and then Christmas tomorrow. So it's a good feeling. We got football to watch tomorrow, in fact. We got NBA to watch tomorrow, in fact. We got gifts to give out. We got gifts to get. It's a great, great time of year. the most wonderful time of the year, some have said, actually. Or maybe I'm the first one to ever say that. Who could possibly say? Love Christmas. Love it when the Ravens are officially in the playoffs, and that is a good feeling. True Jake, I wish they stop running him up the damn gut or at all when we're rushing like we've been. Yeah, no, that's it's kind of tough. He is not the best. Tyler Huntley, not the best QB runner. not at all. He definitely put himself at risk there a little bit. So, yeah, that's that. The drink is up, and it's good by my boy Jake. Absolutely. Appreciate your content, bro. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you, sir, and happy holidays to you, Resident Alien. Merry Christmas, Big Dog. Merry Clinchmas, Bailey, down on the dock. We love that. I love all you guys. Thank you for all the listens, all the streams, all the interaction, all the support this year. Very good stuff. We might actually record again before the end of the year. We probably will, because you got a game next week, obviously. But yeah, I mean, as we are going into this holiday, yeah, just wanted to pass along that gratitude. Hope you guys have a great one with your loved ones, a great Christmas, whatever you celebrate. Go Gulls, abso-fucking-lutely roll Gulls. We like that. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you guys. I love y'all. We love you, Garnett. But yeah, like I was saying, you guys have an absolutely, absolutely great holiday. We will talk again very soon. Ravens are in the playoffs, and that feels good to me. Ain't the beer cold, baby. Peace out.
Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age?